Hello, my friends. Welcome to the Shine at Work podcast. I'm your host, Karen Weeks. As a career transition coach and a culture leader, my goal is to help career-oriented humans get unstuck so they can shine brighter in business and in life. I believe that you deserve a career that lights you up because, spoiler alert, it impacts how bright you shine in your whole life. This season, we are laser-focused on helping you navigate your career and find a job internally or externally, or do a full career change. Because guess what? It's not too late. You can still set yourself up for a great 2023 starting now. Because I know what it feels like when your light is dim and you're in a role that doesn't light you up anymore. I made a career change from theater to HR, and now I've added coaching to the mix. I know what it's like to try to think about how to raise my hand for a new role at my company, but not sure how to start those conversations. At times in my life, I had to take a look inside to see what was most important to me, what made me shine bright, and how to make adjustments along the way, and how my career even fit into that. It's all possible. I did it, my previous guests have done it, and I help others do it too. And I'm so thrilled to welcome my co-coach, my friend, recruiting partner, Dan Carr, to be the co-host throughout this season. You walk away from each episode not just inspired, but with some actionable advice and steps you can take to land a new job and make the most out of your career. And I hope that you find it so valuable that you subscribe to the podcast, leave a review, and tell your friends, because we all deserve to shine bright in our lives and at work. So let's jump into this week's episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Shine at Work podcast. For those of you who listen week to week, it's been a while. So first of all, how are you? How are things going for you? I'm recording this the very first week of the new year of 2023. So belated happy holidays, belated happy new year. I know this time of year can be both exciting, but also stressful, overwhelming and energizing, all of the things. To be honest, that's why we had a couple of weeks of a break, was because I was overwhelmed with all the things and trying to balance getting through the end of the year with work and clients and budget deadlines and planning for the new year. Oh, and by the way, stuff was going on at the house and we were redoing our floors and we had family in. And so, but that's what happens, right? Like things happen, things unexpected happen. Something has to give sometimes. We always can't do it all. Most of the times we can't do it all. And so that's okay. I was just recently talking to my health coach about that, around sometimes understanding what is happening in the moment and what are the actual facts and thoughts that are going through your head that are driving the emotions that you're feeling. And over the last few weeks, I was feeling overwhelmed. And as I kind of reflect on it, it was because I was feeling a lack of control and a self-doubt in myself. And so I had to take a step back and say, okay, this is what I can handle. I do know what I'm doing. I do have control over all of this. I am going to be okay. But in order to do that, I need to take a minute to breathe. So all of that rambling is just to say, hi, I've missed you. And hopefully you've been doing well. In today's episode, it's just me. Our friend Dan's going to come back at the end of the season to help us wrap up. But I wanted to take time, especially this time of year, to talk about performance reviews. Now, a lot of companies do these differently now. Some companies do them on a more regular basis versus the dreaded annual performance review. Some companies don't use ratings. Some companies have adjusted how they think about their ratings, or they've adjusted the format of a performance review. So whatever your company calls it, whatever, however you do it, this time of year is often a time where companies and employees and team members think about, how did I do last year? What do I want to do this year? And how does that kind of all come together? I thought this was a perfect time to take a break from our normal job change conversation and talk about your own career development and performance. And the truth is, they're all tied together, because while we often talk about changing jobs, we've said it many, many times, you can also change jobs within your own company, or you can get a new experience. You can work on a new project. You can get a promotion. And so your career development is about where you are today and what you can be doing in the short term, as well as if you want to change jobs and think about other opportunities. And really, during performance review time, this is a chance for you to sit down and talk to your manager about what's important to you, where you think you've made the biggest impact, areas that you know you didn't do great in, or you wish you had done differently, or you want to learn more about. And then that sets you up for what are your goals for the new year. And I think sometimes people feel like performance reviews happen to you. Oh, my manager is going to give me my performance review. When in actuality, whether you do a self-review or not, you are part of that conversation. I always say development and feedback is a partnership. It's a two-way dialogue. So this is a moment to have that conversation with your manager. So some things to really think about are to remember that you own your development. You need to be setting your goals. You need to be thinking about what you want to achieve. Now, obviously, that is in partnership with your manager and what's doable at your company and what's possible within your role. But your manager shouldn't be creating those for you outside of business metrics like sales goals, client retention, recruiting goals, product timeline releases. Clearly, a business is going to set some of those. But your own development goals, what you want to learn, what you want to have exposure to, those are things that you should be leading within the conversation. So really think about the fact that this is a place for you to be a partner with your manager. You are not at the mercy of them. You're not at the mercy of the organization about what's going to happen to me during this. This is a chance for you to reflect and be self-aware and share how you think the last year went. So with that, I want to take a moment first to talk about how to really think about how your year went. This is your work. You've put in lots of hours, the blood, sweat, and tears, the time away from family, or the pressure of getting something done, or sitting in front of a computer all day, or going back into the office, whatever your year has looked like. So it's personal, and I completely get that. But when you think about your performance, you have to be objective. You have to really focus on what did I accomplish? Where were some places that I had some misses or some bumps or some learning curves? And then what do I want to be doing more in the future, whether that's more of what I'm good at or thinking through learnings and opportunities? So when you go with it with that objective perspective, that might help you think about, okay, let me go back through my notes. Let me go back through emails. Let me go back through project boards, wherever you sort of collect these things throughout the year, and really think about all the things that you accomplished and places where you got some feedback and maybe you sort of stumbled a little bit. And I think some people are worried about calling out stumbles, but I mean, come on, spoiler alert, nobody is perfect. We all have things we could work on. Currently, mine is time management. I am trying to do too many things and my podcast dates slip, or I get notes back to clients later than I anticipated, or I'm finding myself at the end of the day working on a report. So that's my area of opportunity right now. I need to better manage my time. I need to say no to things. I need to prioritize. That's an area that I need to work on. So, and what are some examples within those areas of things that you need to be working on? The other thing I want to call out is that it's very common, and there's lots of research on this, that people who are actually really strong performers are overly self-critical because they think they know what great looks like. So also really think about, are you being too harsh on yourself? Are you being fair on yourself? And if you think you're a five or like exceeds expectations in everything, is that really true? And if so, why haven't you gotten that promotion? Why haven't you been able to take the step forward? Are you really evaluating yourself based on the criteria of the job that's in front of you today versus how hard you worked or how much you wanted to do well, or the push and the drive that you have? Again, be objective. Key to number one, good self-evaluations and good feedback conversations is objectivity. Achievements that you had, what were those achievements? What were the impacts that they had? What were some metrics that you have? What are some concrete examples? Areas that you need to focus on, development opportunities, places that you stumbled, however you want to frame it. What was the situation? What didn't go according to plan? And what did you learn from it? And how are you applying that learning moving forward? Or how do you want to work on it more moving forward if you haven't quite, figured it out yet? So really kind of think about that across the board, really being objective in your feedback. And by the way, if you're not sure, ask people that you worked on and think about ways that you could frame the questions. On that project we worked on, what went really well with the work that we did together? And what do you wish had gone differently? asking them those questions and teeing it up that I want some constructive feedback as well will be really helpful. And that might help your peer think of things to share, you know, especially peer to peer. Sometimes people are nervous about giving that. But if you were to reach out a couple of folks and say, hey, you know, that project we worked on over the fall, it was really great working with you. I'd love to get some feedback on what really worked well for you in our partnership, or what you wish I had done differently, or what you expected to go differently, something like that. So it opens the door for feedback. So those are some of the ways to think about objective things: examples, metrics, impact, learnings, and then asking your peers if you're looking for some additional perspective. So with all of that, that will help you if you literally have to write a self-evaluation, or it will help you prepare for that feedback conversation with your managers. So that sort of is the reflection piece, right? And the self-aware piece. How did my year go? What sort of happened over the year? So that's sort of the look back. Then in the conversation, you want to be open to feedback. Your manager may bring up things that you didn't think of, or you had forgotten about, or they may have a different perspective on how something went. So be really open to the feedback. If you get feedback that you're uncertain about, or maybe disagree with, or aren't sure you're quite aligned on, ask some follow-up questions. Could you help me understand more about that? Could you give me an example of that? Could you help me understand what you expected versus what happened? So ask some follow-up questions so you can get more information. If you're trying to think through how to respond to the feedback, you can often say things like, that's really helpful. I understand that perspective. I wouldn't have thought about that. Is it okay if I share a little bit more about sort of why I approached it that way? And the reason why, if you start off with those opening phrases, it will help it not come across so defensive. If someone says, that presentation that you did, you know, X, Y, and Z went wrong, and you immediately go to, well, I thought it went great, and I was just trying to get John on board, and Sally was distracted, so of course we didn't get to any decision because they weren't my partners in the room. Or that presentation didn't go very well. Yeah, well, you know, I was rushed to do it. I didn't have enough time. I was scrambling to put it together. Like, if that, those things kind of come off defensive. If the feedback is, hey, that presentation didn't go very well, and your response starts with, that's really helpful. I think when I walked into the room, what I was hoping to get out of it was X, Y, and Z, but it sounds like you were hoping that something else came out of it. Or, yeah, I could feel in the room that like John and Sally weren't aligned. So I tried to reach out to them afterwards, but you know, it didn't really seem like they were interested in working on the project, you know, whatever the situation is. But phrasing it in some of those different ways are kind of like opening the door with more of a softer explanation will help it come across not as defensive and more about clarification, or, oh, this is what I was thinking in the moment, or that's really helpful because what I was doing was this. So just some of those opening phrases can be helpful so that it doesn't come across as defensive, because your manager wants to hear your perspective. They want to know, you know, why you approached it that way, or what you thought was the goal of that. If the two things weren't aligned, your perspective is really helpful in those moments. So the other thing, as you talk about feedback, is really kind of understanding sort of what happens next. So just to keep using presentation skills, it's sort of like a generic example. So as you're thinking about presentation skills, if you want to ask for help, so that's really great feedback. What would you have done differently? Or do you have any advice on how I could handle it differently next time? Or before my next presentation, can we meet to go over the slides so that we can make sure I'm in a better place, or we're more aligned going into the presentation? So kind of ask for some of those follow-ups, whether it's advice or how can we make sure I do better next time? The other thing you can talk about too is think about the different styles of the manager and yourself. This is one thing we kind of talk about here and there, but really thinking about if you are more relationship-based and your manager is more analytical, or you're more introverted and they're more extroverted, recognize that the style of the feedback may come through differently, and be open with your manager and say, that's really helpful. Could you help me understand the impact it had on the team? Or I need to kind of think about this a little bit more. Can I come back to you tomorrow with some more questions once I've had a chance to digest? Or can you send that to me so I can see it in writing and kind of think about it, because I may have some questions I want to come back with. So any of those things to help you with sort of the personality dynamics in the room is totally okay as well. So we talked about the reflection and self-awareness and how to kind of prepare for these conversations. Those are just some tips to have in the conversation. Now let's kind of talk about what you're hoping to get out of the conversations, to be honest. So being aware of what are your goals in the new year? Are you trying to get a promotion or a comp increase? Are you thinking about, are there other opportunities in the organization? You know, you're in sales and you want to move to client services, you're in marketing and you're thinking about moving into analytics, I don't know, whatever the things may be. Or are you just looking for more learning opportunities, mentorship, having a chance to mentor others, maybe doing some training, going to a conference, like more development versus an actual step in your career? Because by the way, most years, development is what you're going to be looking for. You're not going to get a promotion every year. Sorry, you're not. You're not going to get a job transfer or change. You're not going to have the opportunity to change teams. Like most years, what you're hoping to get out of your performance review is to understand ways that you can continue to develop and set those development goals with your manager. So really understanding what are your goals? Why are those goals? What's important to you and why is that important to you? What's your timeline? If you want to take on more mentorship opportunities or become a team lead or do some training or do onboarding with your team, what are some things and skills that you need to build in order to be able to do that for your team? What are some experiences you need to have? So again, it's not about getting the promotion or the job change. These are things that you just want to learn so that you can have the opportunity to do that in the future. So really understanding what you want to do, why you want to do it, and how you're going to get there. And the how is then the part that you can work with your manager on. If these are things that are important to you, finding those opportunities will help, will take your manager helping you figure that out because you've got a job to do, right? And these are going to be either in addition to or shifting things around to give you the space to do those things. If you are looking for a promotion or a compensation increase, really think about building some specific points that will help warrant that. So how do you advocate for yourself? Thinking through, do you have career ladders at your organization? Do you know what it takes to be, if you're an X today, how to become a senior X? Do you understand the difference between those two roles? And can you demonstrate that you're already starting to act as if you're the senior version of your role, or you're already starting to act as if you're in that new role or demonstrating those skills and behaviors? If you don't understand the difference, asking that ahead of time so you can build that into your performance review or into your development plan so you can talk to your manager about it more strategically. So if you just say, I've been working really hard. I hit my goals. I want a promotion. That is not based on what factually it takes to get that job. Working really hard and hitting your current goals does not mean you get a promotion. Demonstrating that you are already at that level, starting to do some of those things, have the capability to do some of those things, that means you're ready for a promotion. And I think that's really hard. It kind of goes back to the self-awareness piece. A lot of people are good and do good work and are doing their job. But what does it mean to be great? What does it mean to go above and beyond? What does it mean to take that next step and go to that next level, whether that is just within your performance or from a promotion standpoint? And I think that's where it's really hard for folks to identify that. So again, if you don't know these answers, that's okay. Maybe your company hasn't worked on that before. Maybe your manager hasn't really communicated that to you before. That's all okay, but ask and start to get that framework in place so you can stand strong and say, I believe I'm ready to be a senior X and here's why. And you're able to call out the things that have been told to you about what it takes to be a senior X, what it means to be great and go above and beyond, how to be that 5 on the scale or whatever. So you want to advocate for yourself, but you want to do it in a way that's based on facts. You want to do it in a way that is based on information that you have and things that you know to be true versus, I want this. I feel like I'm ready for it. I've worked hard to get it. Those are not the things, those are all important, but they're not the things that are actually going to get you that promotion. And when it comes to compensation, you can try to do some research of your own. You know, Glassdoor posts some salaries, Indeed posts some salaries, salary.com posts some salaries. They're all not totally reliable only because it's other people posting it. So you don't know exactly if they say they're a director of sales, you don't know what that role means in those organizations. You don't know where they live. You know, is it based on, you know, someone who lives in Iowa, or is it based on someone who lives in San Francisco? Is it someone who's been in the role for 5 years? Is it someone who's brand new to the role? So there's always a little gray when it comes to compensation, but if you've done some research and you feel like you feel pretty confident in what you're looking to get, it's fair to present that and just recognize that the company probably has their own compensation bands, their own compensation philosophy. And really what you're asking for is to be recognized for the work that you believe that you're doing and what you think is fair in the market. And it's an open conversation. I want to bring this up because I feel like I'm ready to take a step forward in my compensation. I believe that, you know, the market is X for this kind of role. I believe I'm demonstrating that I've really become an expert in this role, so I should be higher within that range. Those are some things that you can say to really try to get to the place where you can really kind of talk about compensation from a factual standpoint and an objective standpoint versus understandably an emotional standpoint of, I feel like I should be earning more. So finally, the thing I wanted to talk about is understanding what you need in the next new year. So we talked about that from a job standpoint, right? Like, I want to learn this new thing. I want to be on a path to be a senior. I want to be on a path to be a manager. I want to be considered for this project, this team, whatever. There might be other things going on in your life that warrant some conversations with your manager about how you're thinking about the new year. So maybe you're in a stage in your life where you need to set some new boundaries for yourself. Maybe you recognized over the last year, you got really burnt out. One thing I want to call out is that that may not be about workload. Yes, you may have a lot on your plate. No doubt, a lot of people are working really, really hard with a lot of stuff. But you, how are you managing your time? How are you blocking off things on your calendar? How are you saying no to things? How are you prioritizing? And you may be saying to me, Karen, you are living in a dream world. I don't get to say no to anything. I'm just told what to do and I have to do it. And I understand that. But I think you can talk to your manager around, I feel like I have too much on my plate. I think things are getting dropped. I don't feel like I can give them the attention they deserve. I understand everything needs to get done. Could you help me more in the new year identify what needs to be done first? What is the top priority? And then I'll go down the list and get to everything. But everything feels like a priority and it can't be. So even having that conversation with your manager, or I was just working with someone the other day about setting up time to go through emails and an instant message and when they're going to do that during the day when they're booked with client calls all day. And they're going to put on their email, I'm on, you know, like an out of office, basically. I'm on client calls until 3 o'clock. I will respond to your message before the end of the day or before 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. If this is urgent, please reach out this way or that way. And this person felt comfortable giving out their phone number and saying, if this is really urgent, call me and they'll pick up. And, you know, if someone abuses that, they'll deal with it. Or they'll say, if this is really urgent, you can use this alias and maybe it's a team alias or something. Or is there anything really that urgent that they can't wait a couple of hours? And maybe there is. I don't know the work you do. But thinking through, and again, working with your manager and coming up with an agreement around how can I better prioritize my time, carve time out to do work, put some parameters in place so I don't feel like I'm constantly being barraged by client emails or whoever, you know, internal emails, Slack messages, like however people are reaching out to you. Talk to them about that so that you don't feel that burned out feeling or that you carve out the time that are things for things that are important to you. The other thing I would like to share here is that maybe I'm projecting because I know I felt this way. Things that are important to you don't have to be like kids or getting to a class or something that like feels non-negotiable. That could be exercising. That could be having dinner with your partner or your roommate. That could be walking your dog. Like, whatever is important to you is important to you. So you need to think about how do you want your day to look? What are some things that you've got to slot in? If you know that if you sit in front of a computer for 8 hours straight, by 3 o'clock, you're toast and it doesn't matter what you do after that, it behooves everybody to say, I need to take 15 minutes at 11 and like just get up and walk around. I need to have lunch at 1 and then I need to take 15 minutes at 3:30 and I'm going to walk around the block, get some water, stretch my legs, stretch, meditate, I don't care, whatever. But if that makes you more productive throughout the day, I, as your manager, would be more than happy to give you those 15-minute breaks and clearly lunch to do that. Because otherwise, you're no good to me after 3 o'clock. And that's when you're going to make the mistakes. That's where you're going to get frustrated. That's where you're going to snap at somebody. And that's not good for anybody because you're actually least productive in those 2-3 hours than giving you the breaks that you need to be more productive and healthy and happier and energized and all the things that I want you to be as my team member. So think about what you need to do for yourself. What are some boundaries you need to set? And where do you need help from your manager in order to do it? Be honest, right? Like, it's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be this one. The manager can wave and go, of course, you can now do a 4-day work week, or you can only work 6 hours, or like, you know, that's not going to happen. It's about, based on the work that you have, how can you better balance it and make some priorities and set yourself up for success? And those can also be development goals that you're thinking about as you move into the new year. So with all that, I hope that you now feel more confident going into your performance review or your feedback conversation. You're going to be more objective and really think about your year and self-reflect around things that went really well, the impact that you had, ways that you could have, you know, done something different, or things that you've learned, or places that you stumbled. You can even get some feedback from your peers. You're then going to prepare to receive feedback and be present in that conversation and ask a lot of questions as you get the feedback. You're going to understand things that are going to change moving forward, good, bad, indifferent, whatever. You've thought about what your goals are and what that means, both from a learning, but also if you are thinking about a promotion, a comp increase, a job change, something like that. And then you're going to think about ways to better improve how you work. And all of that is going to be in partnership with your manager. And if you go in with that perspective, hopefully you're going to have a great conversation and kick off the year really, really strong. And as always, I know this sounds really easy. It's very easy for me to sit here on Zoom recording this with my stuff in front of me and say, just do this. It's easy peasy. I get it. I sit in performance reviews as the employee and I get anxious and I have to think about my year and I have to do all the things. And it takes me time to prepare for that. But you don't have to go it alone. As always, reach out to me. Email me, reach out on the website, DM me on my social pages, however you want to reach out, and let's chat. How can I help you prepare for these conversations? Or maybe you've already gone through them and you're trying to think about, great, I got this feedback. I have these goals. How the heck am I going to actually achieve this? Or how do I put this into play for the new year? How do I actually now change my behaviors to do the things? Or not even change your behaviors, but level up what I'm doing so I can achieve my goals. These are all things that we can help you with, and we can work one-on-one in a way that's right for you and really help you shine your brightest this year, because it's a new year. And while I don't like new year, new you, I do like new year, next level for you, or next step for you, or evolving you, or however you want to think about it. But this is just a chance to do some tweaks, think a little differently, add something in, take something out, whatever you want to think about. This is the time to do it. So let me know how I can help you. And as always, thank you so much for joining, and we will see you next week with another new episode. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to the Shine at Work podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and leave a review. Leaving a review just takes a few minutes and truly helps other people find this podcast, which is why we do this podcast, to help others. If you want to learn more about how we work with people to help them transform their careers and shine brightly in their lives, let's connect. We work with amazing humans one-on-one to help make a career change, go for that promotion, set career goals, and just build a plan for success for a job. Whether you're newer in the workforce, coming back after a break to focus on family, you've been in your job or your career for years, or maybe you're taking a step into management, we can help you. You can email me directly at Karen@KarenDWeeks.com or message me on Instagram at KDWCoaching_careers or find me on LinkedIn, just Karen D. Weeks. Finally, we always have to give a shout out to the amazing Astronaut Go Home for our music and the people I don't know how I would live without, Novice Studios, for making the podcast come to life. Until next time, remember that you can and deserve to shine at work.